20. Sun trying to stay out here. We're at 73 degrees. Thursday morning show, June 22nd edition, and in studio with me this morning, as always, every Thursday, the Morning Zoo, Kathy Dickman, Tom Schmaltz from Changabazoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Hey, what's new at the zoo? I know not much going on down there.
We're all like, boom, we barely can recognize and each of our staffies, we're all running, running past each other.
Well, and because of things that we'll talk about, I've had a chance to spend more time at the zoo and be around you two for an hour, and the stuff that you have coming in, whether it's on your phone, your zookeepers, the public, whatever, is crazy. And I've asked you, I don't know how either one of you do it and keep it all straight and not just lose your mind.
I have a planner, but sometimes I misplace it, and then everybody's looking for it.
Right.
Are they looking for my keys? Well, I got to say first, yesterday we had the pleasure of having the Rural Leaders of North Dakota there, and they came and did a project in the morning, returned last evening for a dinner tour.
Nice.
And they were very interested. They had so many fun questions. They were just a great group, and I think we were there till after 9. Mm-hmm. They were that interested, and it was a lot of fun. So again, letting people know we'll do that for corporate organizations and.
She keeps looking at me like, yeah, you're cooking, right? You're cooking. Yeah, no.
That's your job.
Yeah, it was a great time. This was, it's fun when you have a corporate group like this and they ask questions and they show a genuine interest in it and stuff. And it makes it a really enjoyable. We had a great time with them last night. It was a great group of people.
I'm amazed with you two in the zoo how people just tend to gravitate towards that. People from out of town come in, they just gravitate toward the zoo.
We're really proud of that.
There is a pull there.
In our crew. And last night, our zookeepers who stayed late because we were there later. And then they came in and said, eat some dinner with us. And, and we just had some time just to sit and visit about things in life.
Catch your breath, both of you.
And so we find that a real enjoyable thing with our crew, too. But lots of things coming up.
We start our
rally. Starts tonight at the pub for a pre-rally for the motorcycle club.
Prometheus bike
ride. The bike and car drive-in show, so they can drive in. There's a free will offering to enter because there's prizes.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens in the parking lot tomorrow. So zoo's open all day.
Okay.
The parking will take place in the other parking lot, but all day. And then Friday's the bike show. And then Saturday, the run. Pancake breakfast. Posters say 8. We'll be there, but sometimes 9 o'clock is when the bikes start rolling.
Are those Schmaltz pancakes that we're serving?
Those are Board of Director pancakes.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. So you
yummy.
Get the day off there from cooking.
No.
Never.
And sausages are really good.
Okay.
And then also the bike run, and then they end back in town at the Eagles. And I think 100 Proof is
100 Proof is the band. Yeah, street dance
band.
Going on.
Street dance. It's only $5 to the public. Free for anybody who buys the registration, which is only, $30 a bike.
It's a steal for what you get.
$30 bucks for a single rider, $40 for two people on a bike.
Okay. Yeah. Again, for what you get, that's a steal.
Yeah, you get everything,
mm-hmm.
including coming into the zoo.
Right.
So you
right.
might want to register for the ride and get everything, including your zoo. So that's great. And then Sunday, the CMA, the Christian Motorcycle Association, is doing a breakfast at the zoo and a short service. And it's just a fun time. We're very excited. And, of course, we have the cooking class happening in the park. So we talked about that yesterday.
Judy was in talk about
that
great interview.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. So there's still room in that class. But, by the way, that show brought in some more people, more
Good.
Interest.
I'm glad to hear that.
But let's talk about tonight.
Let's talk about tonight. You go ahead and talk about it. I hate talking about myself.
We have a Meet the Artist reception tonight, which is about you, Bill Dablo, a local artist who has done amazing things, performing arts and canvas, oil, acrylic.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you're bringing some of your acrylics down tonight.
I'm bringing one acrylic, three oils, and a charcoal and pastel.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I reserved, because what's coming up is you painting at the zoo, oils painting on the pathway, from the pathway, in front of these habitats. And a lot of study went into this.
A lot of study went into it. Photos. Mm-hmm. And then this was your suggestion. Come down and paint with Tal. And memories for the rest of my life. The first session with him was incredible.
I can't believe he just
picked
it.
Up the brush and we got to it. I think it was a little too hot for him. We tried this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But I think the heat kind of got to him, too. There were a lot of distractions. But we got started with a painting that I'm still trying to think of a title for. But we painted it in yellow and blue, and he was just so overjoyed because he mixed the two and got green. So it was like, okay, I'm loving this. And just being able to kind of work with him and just being able to spend more time getting around the zoo at each one of these exhibits, I mean, that just it's so inspiring, you know. So yeah, I'm so looking forward to this. And I'll be down there the middle of July through probably the middle of September is what I got planned. And I'll be down there Saturdays and Sundays painting on the pathways.
Which
and,
is great.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Which is so much fun. As a true artist, this is so funny. I was saying, well, what color do you want today? And you had your palette. And you go, and you were so sincere about this. He says, well, Tal really enjoyed mixing. So I think mm-hmm. he wants green. And I said, well, I don't have green. He goes, well, let's let him mix it. He's like, okay, no, he's really good, but I don't know. But you observed that he
I
would
did.
Enjoy. He seemed to enjoy putting that color together. And later on, I was thinking, one of his color blocks, when he learns his colors, is green. And
okay.
It's the one that they use for the trade mm-hmm. often. So I thought maybe he was looking at that green that he made. But he did seem to – he went back to mixing.
Yeah, he did. He loved to mix the yellow and the blue, and he got green out of this thing. But the way you walk me through this in your understanding of him and his behavior, and I'm sure with all of your keepers, too, because you're going to deflect and talk about your crew, I'm sure they all have it, too. It was just incredible. It's like, okay, we're going to do this now so he can do this. And the way we got through that, but I just remember my heart racing when he grabbed that brush and put it on the canvas. It was like, this is incredible.
You're excited.
Yeah.
It was
fun. And again, so looking forward to working in the summer months down there. And he is one of the exhibits that I will be committing to canvas. Got a great photo of him that I can work from. So, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So, it's going to be great. And tonight, people should come down and see some of your past art, knowing that these animal oils have not begun. Mm. But this is about the pre thing. Have some food, have some wine. Well, 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
There's other wonderful things happening in town. The wine walks tonight. There's an event at the Red Door Gallery. So
all sorts of stuff.
All sorts
going
of
on.
Things. So make this your evening of wine and art.
and Tom Schmaltz, if there's food involved, you're usually the culprit.
No, this one's Kathy. She's putting all of this together.
Okay.
So I just get to sit back and enjoy wine because I can handle being a bartender, red or white. That's what it's down
not
to.
Much word, so not much,
yeah,
not much work going into
way.
This.
You want blush, I'm going to mix them.
He's our mixologist.
I love it. I love it.
Pretty class act we are.
Looking forward to this tonight at 7. One more time, Judy with her cooking class
Saturday. Cooking class, there's still room. Get a hold of me today, folks.
That's at the Optimist Shelter.
That's at the Optimist.
Okay.
So just show up there. Pre-register, please, and then show up there by 10 o'clock, a little bit early on Saturday. She'll be ready for you. And I'm talking grilling. I'm talking... Well, she went into detail about how to make a hamburger.
Right. It was great. I didn't know that.
She had a great interview, and it was a lot of fun. So lots of things happening. But first, let's see y'all tonight and come on down. If you can't make it, show up on weekends and watch Bill paint this summer.
How excited are you two to be on this bike run again? I know every year this is one of your favorite events with Prometheus.
Absolutely, especially with the week. Mm-hmm. The full week we had, I'm going to get on the bike and go, woo-hoo. I get so excited. I ride, and then we see little towns and farms and stuff, people in the field, and I'm waving. Tom goes, keep your arms down. Good Lord, we're riding.
It's like having Tal in the back.
There you go. Love the color of that bike, by the way. We've got to bring that up every time.
Okay. We love it. We love the Prometheus. We love you. We're having a great summer.
It's been a great summer already, and it's only June. I'm liking that. Tom and Kathy, thanks so much for stopping
you.
By. Morning Zoo, we do this every Thursday at 8:20 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Kind of partly to mostly cloudy sky, 73 degrees. It's Thursday, June 22nd. From the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating after an inmate at the Lacaparo County Jail in Madison was found dead in his cell on Saturday. Jail personnel found 60-year-old Dennis Kipp of Graceville dead. Kipp had been booked into the jail last week.